Coppell's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Welcome to the Worcester Reports, a program of stories, Christian devotions, and music. Broadcast on CWCP, Coppell's Western Cape Radio.
South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God.
This is Tony Coppell welcoming you to another edition of the Worcester Reports. If you listened last week, you will have heard three of the management from the Tuvalu Centre for Alcohol and Drug Dependence, Teresa Rousseau, Louise, and Chris Smee. And we weren't able to fit in everything they had to say. It was all good stuff, and I wasn't going to cut a word. Last week, you heard about prevention. This week, you're going to hear about treatment and aftercare from these ladies who are experts. And I'd just like to make the point again that since alcohol and drug abuse is such a scourge in South Africa, the organizations that have, thank goodness, been formed to cater for the people who fall into those traps are probably world class. It's rather like if you need a doctor because somebody shot at you, it's better to have a doctor who has been trained as a military doctor and maybe has wartime experience. And certainly it is a war that's going on in the areas of alcohol and drug abuse here in South Africa. So the doctors and the nurses and the rehab specialists are extremely good at what they do. So here comes part two of my interview, and this one's a little shorter, so we will have extra time. During the course of this program, you're going to hear some music from Kate and Anna McGarrigle and from Amy Winehouse, and you're also going to hear this week's edition of Ways to Growing God with Laurie Ann. I'm here at Tuvalu Centre for Alcohol and Drug Dependence, and I'm talking to three lovely ladies who are professionals, and clearly, I would say from their faces, they're enjoying this work, this vital work that they're doing. And I want to talk just briefly about treatment and aftercare. Are there particular treatments that Tuvalu has found over your long existence that have been effective? And you don't need to go through a long list. Is there something here that you're using that really seems to work?
Yeah, I think the first thing is our Christian approach, as we said. I think that is making us, in some cases, different from other places. And I think the important thing there is that your staff must also be an example. So we try to live our Christianity out, and I think, and in some cases, I think that is more valuable than any other message that you try and just say. Now, if the patients look at you and you're happy and you practice your religion and you sing along and you all speak the same language, I think that is a very important part.
And that's what I love so much. We live a lot like Jesus in the sense of not excluding other religions. So it's not that our Islam friends are not allowed or our Hindu friends, or we make them as comfortable as any other person when they do the treatment program. So I love that about Tuvalu and the principle of our Christianity. I think also we stick to things that have gone through many research programs. We call it evidence-based practices. We always tell the patients, yeah, you do not need to question this. It has been proven that it works. So try and stick to it. We don't say certain things to be weird or funny, or they might experience it as we are being very strict. But it's just because through the years we've seen that certain practices work. So we'd like to teach them that. And then also cognitive behavioral therapy, because yes, I was used to certain things and certain routines, and we need to reprogram that process and teach you healthier options, healthier life skills to do things better and make better choices.
And at the end of the day, it's sometimes about tender, loving care. If you look at the research also, they will say that you can have the best model, but it's up to the therapist who he or she is. I think very often, especially our youth, they just need, you know, sometimes you want to do a lot of treatment, but when the child arrives here and the adults, sometimes they don't have the basics like soap and a toothbrush and clothes. So sometimes, yeah, you want to start not at the point where the patient is, and I think it's so important just to look at the basics and then take it from there. And then very often it's about tender, loving care. Let me give you some soap or whatever you need. Yeah.
Or a hug.
And clothes.
Or a hug.
Well, I mean, this is what they've been missing that turned them onto drugs in the first place.
Yeah.
No love.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
So if you can give them that,
yeah,
you've got a chance that...
Yeah. And enjoyment. Yeah. Very often people suffer. It's difficult for them to enjoy the small things in life.
Yeah.
Because I remember one of my patients told me that no one ever called him Mr. and Mrs. So he appreciated that. He saw himself as a human being, and because of that love, and we respect them because we call them Mr. and Mrs. So.
Yeah. I love that. Respect is something many of them have never had.
Mm. And what we see as I think you also said it in the beginning, is that most drug addicts are very creative
and talented.
I said to the new sister starting to work this week, you know what? They can sing, they can dance, they can write poetry, they can preach.
Yes.
They can play instruments.
Great general knowledge. That's amazing.
It's just amazing.
They can interpret the Bible like... You'd be shocked.
Now, you mentioned on your website aftercare. How long do you monitor your patients after they've been discharged?
We have a few things in place where we... So let's say this first. A lot of the patients that do access treatment here are not from Worcester. Mm-hmm. So we rely on the people who referred them to our centre to... link them or keep them in aftercare. We link them back up with them just before they finish treatment. But our local patients, we will invite to our support groups and keep tabs on them. Or some of them might re-enter into our outpatient treatment program when they don't feel that they are quite ready to reintegrate into mainstream life. So we have a WhatsApp line where we weekly check in with a motivational message, and they send us pictures and let us know how they're doing, and they follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Sobriety.
And then every year at the end of the year, the 1st December Sunday, we have our sobriety celebrations where they can come and light their candle for the period that they've been sober. And it's always a joyous occasion. It's like a family festival where they can bring their family. We have a church service. We have the candle ceremony. And afterwards, we just have a great time eating meals together, like fellowship. And the children can play. So that's really a great time to see who has been doing well. And then we do follow up those who we get messages from that are not doing so well.
Yeah.
Just to check in.
For the Worcester ones, we render individual sessions. We see them individually, support groups, outpatient individually for 2 years each and every 3 months.
Wow.
But just because they are local here, we say that we have an open door policy. If you feel that you are struggling, you are welcome.
What is the recidivism rate here? People who you see coming back and maybe a second time, is it zero or is it?
No. It will never be zero.
It will never be
as Chris said, it's a reoccurring brain disease. No. And it's about standing up when you fall. It's not necessary for every patient to come back when they have a relapse, but sometimes you just need to come back so that we can sort out what went wrong and just to adjust that. So very often people will say that a relapse is a positive time to look at what went wrong and just to make certain adjustments. So we do see people come again. Yeah, it's difficult to say what the rate is. I don't like to throw statistics around that I can't prove. But, you know, they don't always come back. We will have a patient that were perhaps in another center, and then they relapse and come back to us. So there is quite a rate of people that is not for the first time in rehab. Some patients, especially our heroin addicts, this can be their 10th time in rehab.
How hard is it to find good staff for this work? Like yourselves?
I don't believe it's hard at all. Becoming a staff member at Duvlich is definitely a calling from God. Everybody was handpicked to be here. They have just the right balance of empathy and love and skills, and we all work so well in our team. So I think people would love to work here. we have such an amazing dynamic. We celebrate the good. We cry with each other when there's bad times. We are like family.
What qualifications are needed? Would you only take people who have some qualification in social services or something, or what?
So we work in a multidisciplinary team. Yeah. So there will be different people on the team. So there will be occupational therapists. There will be social workers. There will be psychologists. We have a visiting psychiatrist. There's medical doctors. There's nurses. There's childcare workers. There's kitchen staff. There's
cleaning staff.
Yeah. So, but I think it's so important that everyone speaks the same language. We as a staff will pray every Tuesday for the patients entering and exiting the centre. Yeah, so most of the staff members that work here, what we expect is also that they do their postgraduate in addiction care. We do through the University of Stellenbosch because we want to specialise in addiction. Yeah, we want to be the best that we can be.
And I think if you look at being a registered centre and being registered with the various departments, they have a certain set of norms and standards. So you cannot run a centre if you don't have adequate professional staff.
No. All right, my last question to you is, in the 40 years Duvlich has operated, are you winning the battle? The answer is yes.
I don't think it's a battle. I think it's a journey. It's like that little story about the girl who throws back the starfish in the ocean. I think so. Even if we just help one starfish, we have helped, and that is what we'd like to do, to keep on continuing the journey.
We believe you can recover. We believe sometimes it's like a baby. You need to crawl and then walk, and then sometimes you will fall again. But at the end you will stand up, and even as adults we will slip and fall. But even if someone leaves the center, we believe that he received love. He received a lot of tools. Patients said to us that, you know what, I relapsed immediately, but when I wanted to become sober or drug free, I could recall what I've been taught. So even though people don't stay clean perhaps always, we believe we planted a seed, and that seed will be watered and grow when the time is ready.
So the answer is yes.
And it's lovely to hear the success stories, and it's sad to hear if people don't make it. But it's all up to the patient as well. No, we can do everything, but it's up to you
what you're going to do with it.
Well, I want to thank all three of you, Teresa, Louise, and Chrismi. This has been an eye-opener for me. I hope it's going to open a few eyes when it goes out on the airways. And my sense here is that this institution is based on love. And what a change from maybe 100 years ago, when it was, there was no love to be seen anywhere.
The stick.
Yes. And that has got to be so effective. So thank you for the work that you all do, and God bless you.
Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I ain't got 17.
Tuvlug, things might have turned out very different for her. She could be singing today, just like her school friend Adele.
Tony and I are Canadian missionaries in South Africa. We have learned through our African friends in different countries how to slow down and be relational. This is something all of us in fast-paced countries need to learn. So come along with me, and we'll learn together on the adventures of growing in God.
Growing in God, growing in love and living water. My name is Laurianne, and I'm a missionary. During my mission travels, I've ministered with people in Northern Ireland, Pakistan, Canada, and the USA. I've also ministered in African countries like Kenya, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Mozambique, South Africa, and Botswana. But at this time, we live in the beautiful Western Cape of South Africa. During our last four broadcasts, we learned of the many ways God guides us through commanding scripture, compelling spirit, dreams, visions, angels, common sense, godly counsel, and circumstantial signs. I had so many stories to share, both ours and those of others. I'm sure that you have a few stories to share of your own. I'd love to hear them via the comment box on our website, coppleswesterncape.ca. I was going to venture further into how to hear the voice of God, but I was interrupted by a prompting from Holy Spirit. It's good to listen to what He wants to say, since it's timely and in now sort of way. I am to share about growing in love. Our Irish mama Heidi Baker is an apostle of love. Her husband Roland is an apostle of joy. They often say love looks like something. That love includes noticing people and stopping to listen to them. It includes ministering to them with the love that the Holy Spirit fills you with for those moments. These moments are divine appointments where God puts a person for Heidi or us to bless. One by one, Heidi gives advice on how to start ministry in the compelling love movie by sharing, "It's not complicated, just stop for the one." That love shared has a different flavor and package in each place and each culture. Love is powerful and shows through your whole being, but love in action is very specific. Love in the Worcester Township of Avian Park looks different than it does in Camps Bay near Cape Town. Love in a First Nations reserve in Northern Ontario, Canada, looks different than it would in downtown Toronto or even in Joburg. Love looks different with Robertson Farm kids than it does with seniors from Hermanus. What are the needs around you? Do you feel compelled towards acts of service? That's one love language that we'll share about later. Sometimes love looks like a hug and a listening ear, so the person no longer feels invisible, but rather valued, heard, and seen. Sometimes love means a sandwich, fruit, and juice to a hungry South African child. Do you notice that these ways of showing love are active? They require action, which means to love is not just to sit there and to feel sorry for people. That's pity, not love. As humans, we communicate by language, not just English, Afrikaans, Xhosa, Zulu, and more. Our words are only part of the story. Most communication happens non-verbally, and love is expressed here very strongly. We also speak in other ways than words and cues. These would be called orientations, or would be best known as love languages. These are personal ways that we can best receive and give love. Everyone has at least one love language, and it is easy to love others within your own way of sharing. Some people receive more in certain areas than others. If you're married, find out your spouse's love language. It may be different than yours. It probably is. It's definitely easier to love in your own language, but your spouse won't really receive that love deeply. They won't feel loved. If you really want your significant other to receive your love, love them the way that they can receive it. Learn their love language. Gary Chapman wrote an excellent book on love languages that you can read called The Five Love Languages. Here are the five love languages. Number one is words of affirmation, which includes encouragement and the words, "I love you." Basically, this is a verbal encouragement. Number two is acts of service, which can include serving tea with a biscuit, fixing broken things, and so much more. Number three is receiving gifts. These could be chocolates, flowers, mementos, a box of tea, or anything meaningful. It doesn't have to be a big gift. Homemade love notes could be part of this gift. Number four is quality time spent together. This is an important way to receive love when you spend a lot of time ministering or serving others. You need time with each other. We especially need our quality time with God. I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of Jesus' love languages. He needed his time with the Father, and we also need time with him, even if we don't realize it. When you create a space for quality time, you are creating a container that can be filled with all kinds of love. And the fifth love language is physical touch. This includes holding hands, hugs, kisses, and even just a touch on the shoulder. This form of love makes you feel grounded if you're not claustrophobically clingy. I find that the children we teach in Masterpiece Academy receive love by hugs and kisses on the cheek, as well as verbal encouragement. Unfortunately, in Canadian schools, this is frowned upon, since some teachers in the past have abused their authority. How unfortunate for those who have been abused and those who desperately need a kind, loving, appropriate touch. We shared about love languages with our My Father's House teens, and surprisingly, most of them said that one of their two love languages was quality time, although acts of service was also high on the list. While these ways of sharing love are a blessing to both give and receive, each of us has two primary ways where we really receive and feel loved. Mine happens to be acts of service, where Tony might help me proofread a devotional, give input on ministry, or bring me a cup of tea. I also receive words of affirmation, being encouraged, as well as being told that I'm loved and appreciated. Tony's major love languages are words of affirmation and physical touch. We hold hands all the time, and when we sit together, he has his hand on my arm, shoulder, or back. I know that while he appreciates quality time, acts of service, and some gifts, he really feels satisfied when I encourage him and give him the touch he so needs. I found a meme on Facebook that illustrated the five love languages in the form of Mexican burritos. This is a delicious food made of meat, vegetables, cheese, and spice wrapped in a soft corn tortilla. Words of affirmation is shared as, "This is a good burrito." Acts of service comes across as, "I made you a burrito." Receiving gifts is, "Here's a burrito." Quality time is shown as, "Let's go out for burritos together." And physical touch was sweet on hugs when it shared, "Let me hold you and wrap my arms around you like a burrito." Yes, you're laughing at that. It's cute, isn't it? Can you imagine these languages acted out with your friends and family? Can you bless your spouse this way? There are also different kinds of love, since there are different kinds of relationships. Most are shown in the Bible, such as the friendship between Jonathan and David, the loyalty between Ruth and Naomi, and especially the love of Jesus for all he encountered. Eros is romantic love, which was named after the Greek god of love and sexual desire. Eros is also called Cupid, a figure often shown on Valentine's Day cards. Phileo is brotherly love or friendship. The American city of Philadelphia was named as the city of brotherly love. Storge is family love, particularly the love of a parent or a guardian and how they feel for their children. This is what Tony and I naturally feel for the children and teens that we work with. However, our love in action is steeped in far more than natural affection. Then there are less known loves like ludus or playful love, or pragma or long-standing love, and philosia, love of self. The deepest love is agape, the love of God. This is the only kind of love that is perfect. When God pours out his love, it transforms us. Listen to Romans 5, verse 5, NIV. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. His love empowers all the other loves that we may feel and express. The agape love of God is active and can't help but change our hearts for the better. He transforms us. Since we are studying love, the best place to see it in action is the famous love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. This chapter is in between the stern warnings, pleadings, and teachings of discipline in the midst of using spiritual gifts in a loving and unselfish way. Spiritual gifts are actually not for the benefit of ourselves, but of others, both in the church and outside of it. Everything in our lives needs to be done in the context of love. Love is personal, and it is relational. Most aspects of our lives are relational, whether in a work or business environment, family, friends, church, ministry, and people we meet who have similar interests. Close your eyes if it is safe to do so as you listen to my voice. Then imagine yourself by substituting your name in the place of where Paul says love. You'll see what I mean shortly. Here's 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 3. This sets up the stage for the chapter. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I had to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. This shows love is the motivating force behind all we do. If perfect love is our motive, we do not fail. The next verses are where you personalize the scripture. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Lorianne is patient and kind. Lorianne is not jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable, and love keeps no record of being wronged. Lorianne does not demand her own way. Lorianne is not irritable, and she keeps no record of being wronged. Love does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Lorianne does not rejoice about injustice, but she rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Lorianne never gives up, never loses faith, she is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Wow, I really feel convicted. Can you do this? Can I do this? No, not even close. We can only express love that way when God's love fills us completely. This is not just a once-in-a-while filling of love. We need this love all the time, like living water flowing out of us. This means that we need continually to drink of it and to be in God's presence as much as we can. Here's the rest of the chapter, which puts love as the foundation for everything in our lives. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now, our knowledge is partial and incomplete, but even the gift of prophecy reveals only a part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these impartial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. I'm so thankful that the Apostle Paul wrote these words of wisdom. We can't survive without love, and we were meant to live in love. Please take these words to heart and think about how you receive love best in your love language. Also, learn the way that those around you best receive love. But first, go receive the love of God for yourself. He loves you so. We are dry, thirsty vessels without the living water of love within us. That living water is the Holy Spirit. That is the same love that the Apostle Paul says is poured out in our hearts. In John chapter 7, verse 38, Jesus himself shouted to the crowds during a Jewish festival. He said, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." Jesus gives us this invitation too. Lord, thank you for your invitation to receive living water from you. I say yes, please fill me. We are so thirsty, Lord. I ask that you will soak the hearts of those listening so that they receive your love, as much as they think they can receive, and yet more. Show us your love in the ways we need it most. Your love goes beyond the five love languages, but you also express yourself in those ways through your people. Help us to express your love to those around us. We can only do this with your love, Lord. Thank you for your love for us, that love that goes on and on. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed, my friends, and tune in again for Ways to Grow in God on Couples Western Cape Radio.
Of God, all creation announces the beautiful one. Day to day they proclaim it to the ends of the earth. And my tongue will now sing of the fullness of your worth. And your love it goes on and on and on. Loving kindness always coming my way, like the tides of the ocean with the ebb and the flow. It's the romance of Jesus, the lover of my soul. And your love it goes on and on. Announces the beautiful one. Day to day they proclaim it to the ends of the earth. And my tongue will now sing of the fullness of your worth. And your love it goes on and on and on. Your love it goes on and on and on. Your love it goes on. Loving kindness always coming my way, like the tides of the ocean with the ebb and the flow. It's the romance of Jesus, the lover of my soul. And your love it goes on and on and on. Your love it goes on and on and on. Your love it goes on and on and on without end. And your love it goes on and on and on. Your love it goes on and on and on. Your love it goes on.
Ruth Fazal, on and on. We are great fans of Ruth Fazal. In 1976, before I was a Christian, or in the intervening period between being one, not being one, and then being one again, Kate and Anna McGarrigle released their first album entitled Kate and Anna McGarrigle. It's still one of my favourite albums of all time. I don't think folk music can get any better than this particular album, and they followed it up with a stream of other great albums. The last track on this album is called Travelling On for Jesus, and I really didn't take much notice of it because I wasn't really into Jesus. But going back and playing it again today, I have to put it out on the radio because it's a beautiful, faith-filled song.
Lord, I'm travelling on for Jesus, night and day, night and day. Let me tell you, I'm travelling on for Jesus, night and day. I want you to make up on your mind, sure, a good friend's hard to find, Lord. Telling you, everybody will be your friend. When she lay on her deathbed, now she put now a whisper in my ear.
What you say now?
Don't mind, don't mind, don't mind what the people says. Oh, but don't think everybody could be your friend.
If you find your brother in the fault, don't carry him.
Now we're going to switch genres. We're going to play some Christian hip-hop. Not just that, it's from Ottawa, Canada. And not just that, we know the personnel involved in this band, which is called Prosper and GPM. Prosper has not been too well recently. We hope that hearing his music on the radio will give him a little boost. Melissa, on the other hand, is working strongly in an activity which Laurienne is part of, working to bring to fruition the debut of a new Christian TV channel called TBN Canada Lift. Here's where she got her relaxation from before going into the world of Christian business.
Hands up in the air if you're feeling the love tonight. Hands up in the air if you're feeling the love tonight. Hands up in the air. Hands up in the air. Hands up in the air. Hands up in the air.
listen to the voice inside of me. But I chose not to hear a cry of hope desperate for a part of me. Trying to draw me
at the altar, asking for forgiveness like a broken record, almost reaching there and then I keep starting over. I've killed so many giants, but this one is harder. Don't know who to talk to, I ain't got no father. The right thing to do is to talk to my pastor, but do I really want him to hear my disaster? I got trust issues, I feel like a failure. What am I to do now? I'm locked up, I need someone to rescue me now. All alone, crying out, feeling real down. Sticking my hand out the water, I don't want to drown. Heard it all before, this one's hitting home. I can no longer go through it on my own. I'm pulling out the flare, shooting twice in the air. Hope for someone to care to pull me out of there. I need you to
rescue me.
Like I peed. he's asking, where is the love in this world now? All the people in this world getting shut down. Many tragedies, Duplicate and Columbine. What's going on? Marvin asked the question. It's obvious, lack of love and attention to our youth that are angry and bitter, thinking that the answer is to pull on the trigger. Suicidal thoughts is what they come up with, taking other people's lives to have backup with. Then we wake up wondering why, lasting by the month and go back to our regular lives. In the meantime, moms and dads are broken. On either side, nobody wins. Problems are still ongoing. I know it might sound like I'm preaching to the choir, also preaching to myself, telling you that love is the answer. Playing on the same team. Has it been fulfilled by the President Obama, or is it a band-aid to cover other dramas? We still fight among ourselves, envision ain't the same. We on the same team but not playing the same game, and we're always looking for somebody else to blame for our faults, cause we just don't want to face the shame. Yes, we lack love, we're more about hate, especially when people feel like they can't relate. Now sexual behavior became a hot debate. Now can we have the same love, or is it too late? First, we need to fix it in the body, instead of preaching on who's Illuminati. Love your neighbors as yourself, no commandment is greater than this. Now the class is dismissed, come on. Like sway in the morning, but God defeated Lucifer, son of the morning, died on the cross and covered by the blood, sacrificed his only son. Isn't that amazing? Kiss it out till my past is gone. I wanna be like the king who really sits on the throne. I ain't watching, brought me up from the bottom now. I'm fire of the most high above the clouds.
so deep. Love won't fail. Shelter when storm cloud hails. With each breath I take, I'm thankful each day. This faith will always lead the way. Root, for you hear the broken light. To the dead awake and amazed that your word was spoken. It always prevails. The word never.
Nostradamus, how you do it? Lord, yes, with all the problems going on, I zone it out by putting all my headphones on. Put on a GPM happy song, or Kirk Franklin telling me to smile no matter what's going on. I felt like giving up, yes, I felt like blowing up, yes. Feeling down and had no one cheering me up. Thinking about reflecting all about the good times. Too many times the Lord, they kept me from the other side. Easier said than done, yes, Lord, I won't lie. My faith game stepped up now, on standby. I'm on my Pete Rock and CL Smooth, reminiscing on a good time on this nice groove.
One of them days, yeah. All I want is to reminisce on the good time.
One time, two times, three times.
Take a minute and five as the music plays. Think about the happy and the good days. One of those days, yeah. Make each moment count.
Now let's go back to old school when we used to break beats on the table. Freestyle, not looking for trouble. Or in college playing some dominoes. No worries in our life, wearing baggy clothes. Every get together feeling like fam reunion. Break bread, drink wine like it was communion. Felt the love and protection like labor union. No confusion, singing all unison. Uh-oh, my state of mind made peace follow. GPM movement right under his shadow. One blink, he could change your whole life, I know. It's a celebration cause we have hope for tomorrow. Now sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Like the tribe, y'all, feel the vibe, y'all. Forget about the grind, y'all, one of them days. Celebrate the fact you fearfully, wonderfully made. Save on the daily, many, many. Say we say many, many, many. How many souls do we save on the daily? Many, many. Say we say many, many, many. How many souls do we save on the daily? Many, many. Say we say many, many, many. How many souls do we save on the daily? Many, many. Say we say many, many, many. Many, many. Say we say many, many, many. Many, many. Say we say many, many, many.
Love lasts forever.
Love lasts forever. Yeah.
Even if we fell apart.
Even if we fell apart. Yeah.
Let's stay together.
Let's stay together.
Yeah. No weapon can pull us apart.
Unconditional. Unconditional. Unconditional.
It took a while for me to realize
your love,
simple things I took for granted, looking back at all the past I've gone, say it's alright, I didn't mean to let you down, you had my back regardless, you were there when no one else was around. Me like the way you do.
No other love like this.
Can make every dream I wish come true.
No other love like this.
Can't compare to all the ones who tried.
No other love like this.
Loves me when I fail to try. Cause standing side by side, yeah, so full with joy, I wanna shout it to the sky. I think about all the times I hurt you really bad.
Oh, so bad.
You never judged me, what was done is in the past. You picked me up when I fell, wiped my tears when I cried, helped me tie through the night.
God is real, yeah. God is real.
You pick me up when I fell, wipe my tears when I cried, help me tight through the night.
Fornicating, the 10 commandments, this is what it says.
searching where to go when all my problems seemed to hit the wall. It was so hopeless, discouraged my focus. I wanted to escape and run away to a place where troubles are gone. I took back my purpose, 'cause it's time to refocus. I believe,
even if I feel broken,
I believe
that the doors will be open.
Won me, but I was fearless to the war. My faith made me stronger. No weapon shall prosper. Even when I had to cry, he answered all my calls. I took back my purpose, 'cause it's time to refocus. I believe,
even if I feel broken,
I believe
that the doors will be open. I'm lost and in pain.
Still believe.
No words fail to explain.
I believe.
I can conquer it all.
I believe.
If I slip, I won't fall.
Still believe.
I can move mountains no matter the storm. I'm more than a conqueror.
I believe.
Even if I feel broken,
I believe
that the doors will be open.
Still believe.
When I'm lost and in pain.
Still believe.
No words fail to explain.
I can't deal with the pressure. Hey yo, what's going on? About to pull the trigger, I feel like being gone. And now I feel the thunder rolling through the song. It's like I hear a preacher preaching to stay strong. Then I heard a voice who told me, don't even try. Don't you trust me to take you out? Now it was God. I felt it in my spirit, I didn't want to hear it, but I did. So I made a choice to act upon it. I put the gun down, dropped on my knees. I couldn't find peace. Lord, forgive me, please. Then a whisper in the air, blowing in the trees, told me that I have to still believe. It was the greatest word, I felt relieved. Worship, and I felt the breeze. For my blessings, let me sneeze. As I walk through the valley of the shadow, I have faith that I will see tomorrow.
No matter the storm,
even if I feel broken,
no matter the pain,
that the doors will be open.
I believe,
when I'm lost and in pain,
I believe,
no words fit to explain. Conquer it all. If I slip, I won't fall. I can move mountains no matter the storm. I'm more than a conqueror.
I cried a silent tear each night. Never had the strength to fight. Pain I felt so deep inside. How do I regain my pride? Who to trust? I'm crying out. Stuck in sorrow, blame myself. Building back the damage done. It's not over till I won. It's not over. I'm holding on till the end. If I stumble, I'll rise again and again. It's not over, I'm holding on till the end. I cried a silent tear each night. Never had the strength to fight. Pain I felt so deep inside. How do I regain my pride? Who to trust? I'm crying out.
you need to bounce back. Let it out and shout and just
bounce back.
Look it in the eye and just
bounce back.
Bounce,
bounce.
When you're down and out, you need to
bounce back.
Let it out and shout and just
bounce back.
Look it in the eye and just
bounce back.
Bounce,
bounce,
bounce.
It was a celebration, I remember then. 2003 is when I was born again. Surrendered everything, gave up on my friends. Technical sense, rap career came to an end. But I rap for God, now my rhymes are like a Tim Horton coffee. Too hot, please double cup me, so that the listeners could all hear me. Feel God as they all listening to me. It ain't my thoughts, gotta be the anointing. Cause I be one of the few who is chosen. God picked me to spread the word touring. Gotta bounce back in my spirit after falling. He hit me with his best shot, but I'm still here looking in the eyes cause I won't stop. King David with my slingshot. Praise is what I do cause giving up I'm not.
When you're down and out you need to
bounce back.
Let it out and shout and just
bounce back.
Look it in the eye and just
bounce back.
Bounce,
bounce,
bounce. When you're down and out you need to
bounce back.
Let it out and shout and just
bounce back.
Look it in the eye and just
bounce back.
Bounce,
bounce,
bounce.
Brand new life, brand new heart, brand new soul, brand new mind, brand new goal, brand new wife, brand new clothes, brand new boss, brand new floss, for the king who died on the cross. I got my bounce back, feeling real fresh, like if I took a shower from heaven, I'm blessed and delivered, feeling real bad. My father passed away, but I gained a new dad. His name is above any name you can't imagine. He feels my hunger when my soul is in a famine. Became a new man, some people say I've changed. I did it for the better, but my love is the same. Never forgetting my peoples from back in the days. I pray every day that one day they'll be saved. I'm telling y'all the grass is greener over here. The new King James, I'm from the Cavaliers.
When you're down and out, you need to
bounce back.
Let it out and shout and just
bounce back.
Look it in the eye and just
bounce back.
Bounce,
bounce,
bounce. When you're down and out, you need to
bounce back.
Let it out and shout and just
bounce back.
Look it in the eye and just
bounce back.
Bounce,
bounce,
bounce.
Raise him high, raise him low. Everybody hit the floor like you never did before.
You have been tuned to CWCP Radio. The next program in this series will be in a week at the same time. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. CWCP Radio is now in sleep mode.